Well, yes, it does. At the Ocean State in Warwick, Guys and Dolls, admittedly one of my all-time favorite musicals, comes across as a bifurcated project. On the one hand, there is still that marvelous score by Frank Lesser, songs that can break your heart and make you laugh out loud. Under music director Justin P. Cowan, they are handled well by a cast of good singers who know how to offer a song without seeming to force it. That's also true of the choreography by director Russell Garrett, who has his excellent dancers moving at top and potential muscle-pulling speed on the admirable set by Bert Scott, who also did the enhancing lighting. So what's not to like? After all, Guys and Dolls is taken from several of Damon Runyon's tongue-in-cheek, but not too far off, view of booming New York in the post-World War II era. You'll perhaps remember that Guys and Dolls looks at a bunch of small-time mobsters looking for a place to hold an all-night crap game. Around them are a tough guy police lieutenant and a group of, shall we say, showgirls, with the accent on show. It's filled with what used to be called gags. The book, mostly by Abe Burrows and aided by Joe Swirling, sets up the bright-faced jokes beautifully. But let's face it, some of them have become groaners in today's world. It's about psychology, moans a withering doll. You haven't got that, have you? Says a clueless guy. Then there's actually another one-liner about a long-forgotten automobile, the Studebaker, that you need to be a car buff or an old-timer to understand. The major problem here, I think, is that the cast and director Garrett have not played these time-important moments with a twinkle in the eye. When a character named Sky tries to seduce Dear Sarah, the young missionary woman, during a late-night dodge to the pre-Fidel Castro hotspot that was Havana, Cuba, there's no appreciation of the overall joke. Sure, a rum-filled hot time in Havana might have gone over in 1950, but in our ragged, overdone time, it needs a gleam saying, isn't this a sweet old hoot, which isn't there. But, as I say, there's still things to like. The large cast is vibrant and skilled. In the sit-down-you're-rocking-the-boat number about a bunch of dudes going, maybe, to heaven is riotously funny. Kevin B. McGlynn plays Nathan Detroit with unforced verb. Katie Clark sometimes goes overboard as the not all that bright, but ever good-hearted Miss Adelaide. But she's also a hoot at times. And a community theater veteran, Brian Mulvey, is wonderful singing that quintessential sweet grandfather song, More I Cannot Wish You. Tom Andrew gives Sky a grounded sense as a tough guy with a perspective beyond most of the gambling dudes around him. Rochelle Weinrauch makes Sarah, the missionary, admirable, and when she and Andrew combine on the captivating I've Never Been in Love Before, you know why Guys and Dolls was a winner way back then.